Okay, let's continue. Today is Daf Mem Aleph. Hagun Moed to all. Hagun Kvittel. And we are on Mem Amabez. Let us start from Tanya Kavasi Derb Yochanan. Six lines up from the bottom. The Gemara earlier on the Amud had a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Yochanan. We know that Peirush Shvius have Kedusha. When you switch the Kedusha from Peirush Shvius, does it work? We know there's a model of switching Kedusha by Maaser Sheni. The Torah talks about Maaser Sheni. If the fruit are too much to schlep up to Yerushalayim, so I'm allowed to switch the Kedusha, be Mechala Kedusha, from the Maaser Sheni onto another item, money, or something else, and in that way, just bring the money up to Yerushalayim. Peirush Shvius does not work exactly the same way as was said yesterday, and that is the Kedusha always stays, but you can extend, you can expand the Kedusha to another item. How is that Kedusha extended or expanded? Rabbi Elazar said, only through Mekach, only through a sale. If you sell Peirush Shvius, then the Kedusha goes onto the new item. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, not only through Mekach, bein b'derech Mekach, bein b'derech Chilul, whether it's selling or just the chil literally means deconsecrating, the opposite of hektish. It's not really true here because here the kedusha is extended. It doesn't halal literally means an empty space, like a kohen who lost his kedusha is called a halal. He's empty of kahuna. So here it's not deconsecrated; it's just extending the kedusha. But that's Rabbi Yochanan Shita that it's bein b'derech mekach, bein b'derech chilul. So the Gemara brings a brisa to support each opinion. So we're up to the second support. Tanya Kavasi Rabbi Yochanan, six lines from the bottom. There's a brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Rabbi Yochanan who holds that the shviyas kedusha is extended either through mekach or through chilul. Echa, because the brisa says echa shviyas vechad ma'aser sheni, whether it's shviyas or ma'aser sheni, mischalalin al behema chayv of. You could put the kedusha of the peir shviyas or ma'aser sheni on behema chayv of, on an animal. I mean, we'll see. As of now, what the Gemara means, we'll see this is not true, Lamaisa, we'll see on the next Amud, but let's see what it means now is that you could take your Peirush Shvius, or take your Peirush Lamaisa Sheni, and be Mechalal, the Kedusha, onto animals. Whether they're live animals or shachet animals, according to Rabbi Meir, the chamomrim al shchutin mischalin al chayin ein mischalin. Rabbi Chacham say no, only on shchutin, on shechted animals already. Then you can be mechala kedusha onto meat, but on live animals you're not allowed to be mischalo. Gzeira drabanan, gzeira shem yigdal behen adarin. If we allow it, then we're worried that you're going to be mechala the kedusha onto animals. Then you're going to keep those animals and raise them. Meat you're not going to keep because meat goes bad after a while. But animals you can keep to raise to have more animals from them. And we're worried that you're going to keep your Maaser Sheni, your Shvius animals, that you just switch the Kedusha onto these animals. And Maaser Sheni you have to eat in Yerushalayim. And Shvius you have to eat b'kedusha. And if it comes to the Zvan Habir, when you have to get rid of it, so then you're not allowed to have it in your house at all. So that is why the Chachamim say only live animals can be mechala kedusha on, and not only a shachar animals and not live animals. But what do you see from the brisa? The language in the brisa used is the lashon mischalel. Because it's lashon mischalel, that's how you know that the kedusha could even be transferred or extended even by chilul and not only by mekach. Okay, there is a discussion, and so lemaisa, the shita of the chacham is, which is what we paskin, that when it comes to peirush shvius and maaser sheni, you're not allowed to be mechala kedusha onto live animals, only onto shachet animals. There is a discussion in the Achronim, the Marshal and the Marsha in Kedushin, when this Gemara comes up, the Marshal asks, how is it possible that if I'm a chalel something, mida oraisa, the kedusha switches. Mida oraisa, this animal that's alive, this live animal is now kadosh b'kedusha shvius or b'kedusha maaser sheni, and the chacham have the power to say that the kedusha is not chal. How does that work? Ask the marshal in kedushin. The ein lahakros me'achar sheminator mischal eyachzu damon lemkoman v'yotzi amochar behema lechulin. So midrabanan, I'm allowed to take this animal home and do whatever I want with it. How could it be? So says the marshal, it must not be true. Marshal says enachinam. You know what it means? They're both kadosh. To ain't zorach hamocher lalos lirushalayim. Enachinam. Zorach hamocher lalos lirushalayim. El gam alokeach zorach lahalos adam lirushalayim. Don't take the gemara so literally, says the marshal. When it says it doesn't work, it means it does work, but it means the original Maaser Sheni fruit are also Kadosh. That's what the Chachamim did. They added Kedusha. They didn't take away Kedusha from the new animal. The Marsha doesn't like it. The Marsha says, look at the Gemara. The Gemara says, Gzeira, Shem, you got the man at Darim, so it must be that there is no Kedusha on the animals. So the Marsha says he thinks it's based on Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. At root, this is a, has to do with monetary items. It has to do with the, authority of the Rabbanan on Didi Maminis at root, even though there is Kedusha effects, but he thinks that that's how it works based on Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. Okay, that was the two, those are the two prices in the Gemara supporting each Shita. So now the Gemara discusses this last brisa, this last machlokas that was brought. Again, a machlokas Tanaim, when you try to be Mechalo Kedusha from Maaser Sheni or Shvius onto animals, does it work? Remeir says it works. The Chum say it only works on Shachut animals and not on Chayin, and not on live animals. Yeah.
Original,
we're going to get to that. By Shvius, right. By Shvius, the original Kedusha does not switch unless we're talking about a later stage, not stage one, which we'll get to in the Gemara. We have to talk about a later stage, and then it's going to switch. Amar Rava, last three words. Amar Rava Machlokas Bizacharim, the only Machlokas Tanoim between Revere and the Chachamim is by male animals. That's where there's a Machlokas. Aval ben Nekevos, Divrei Hakol, Al Shchuta Bizchalin, Al Chayinei Mizchalin. But if the animals are Nekevos, female animals, then everybody agrees that there is a Gzeira. Gzeira Sheyigadam Hanadar. The only Machlokas, says Rava, the only time that Rebbe Meir allows it is by Zacharim. Why? Because we're not Gozer. That's where the machlokas is. According to one shita, we're not gozer zechar mat to the kevus, and according to the other shita, we are gozer zechar mat to the kevus. But according, if they are nekevos, then for sure we make a gzeira shem yikadu benadar. That's rough. So now we have another limitation of the machlokas. Amar Rav Ashi, machlokas bepri rishon. The only machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, again, whether you try to switch the kedusha onto animals live or dead. The machlokas is only by pri rishon. What's pri rishon? That means the original Peres Shvius, the original Peres Maaser Sheni, switching it on to other items. That's what pre-Rishon means. That's where there is a machlokas. Avo bepre-Sheni, but by second stage, once you have, let's say, you switch the fruit onto money, so now you're going from money onto animals, something like that, Divrei Yaakov Bein Derech Bekam Bein Derech Chilul. Then everybody would agree that it would work, whether through a sale, or through Chilul, or through a deconsecration. That is Shitas Rav Ashi. How does he know the Kabbalah Tamarim just makes Ha'ara? How does he know there's such a limit? We've got two versions of Rav Ashi. How does he know? It must be just the general principle of Fushi Machlokas Lo Mafshinan. We always try to limit Machlokas. So if there's a way to limit the Machlokas, so then we are going to say it. So that's Rav Ashi. The only Machlokas is by pre-Rishon, stage one, but not by stage two. We'll get to what the Lundus is in a few minutes. The Hadik Tani, Lokach Lokach. Aye, we had earlier on the previous Amud that the Raya brought for Rabbi Elazar that says Shvius requires Mekach, uses the term Lokach a number of times, and even after stage one, it says Lokach fruit, Lokach wine, Lokach, it says Lokach, it keeps saying Lokach, which sounds like every stage is only through a sale, not through chilos. Whereas no, I didn't start a ratio lokach. Tananami seifa lokach. No, just to be parallel, using the lashon lokach. But really, the later stages can even be through chilo. Eisei Rav Yehuda Rav Ashi. Another question on this version of Rav Ashi. Mi sheyesh lo sel lashal shvius ubikish likach bo chalo. I have a dollar in my pocket. I have a dollar of shvius money, and I want to buy a shirt. I want to buy a shirt for Yantif, and how do I do it? Why? Why can't I buy a shirt? Because the halacha is there's something called biur by after at a certain stage in the at the end of Shvius, one has to get rid of all the items from Shvius. Whenever there's nothing left for the animal in the field, so then the animals in your house are not allowed to partake of the Shvius fruit anymore. So Rashi quotes the drasha that everything, all Kedusha Shvius, has to be got rid of at that time. So if you have a shirt, even though the shirt can last for 5 years, you're going to have to get rid of it then, and you're not going to, because you're going to have a shirt. So that's why we're not allowed to buy anything with Kedusha's Peres Shvius that will last but beyond this manabir. So what do you do? You have your dollar of Shvius, and you want to be able to use it to buy the shirt, but you can't transfer the Kedusha of Shvius onto the shirt. So what's your option? So Kesed Yaseh, what should you do? So says the Braisa, Yedach Yitzel Chanvi HaRagel Atzlo. Go to your friend who owns the clothing store. Go to your friend. I'm sorry, the fruit store. Va'omer lo, and Rashi says, it's your friend, it's your rugged, let's flow, because nobody else will do this whole charade for you unless he's your friend. So says the, so you go to your chenvedi, who you know, Yomalon, you say to him, ten li besala peros, give me a dollar's worth of fruit. Vidosim lo, and he gives you a dollar worth of fruit. So what happens now? So now you, who want to buy the shirt, you have fruit with kedusha. You have fruit with kedusha because this dollar transferred the kedusha, and he has a dollar that does not have kedusha. As we said yesterday, the original money, the original fruit always has kedusha, but any later stage has kedusha unless it's transferred. So that's why now the fruit that you just bought have kedushas perishvias, and the dollar that you gave him does not. Then what do? The chos of Omalo, and then you say to each other, Harapeas Lola Rusud Mchob of Matana. So now you give back the fruit to the storekeeper as a present. Here, you could have these fruit. Please, have these fruits. Give them as a present. That Kedusha is not transferred. That still has Kedusha's Peir Shvius. And therefore, the storekeeper now is going to have to eat the fruit, the Kedusha of Peir Shvius. That's the one downside of this whole process. That he's going to have to now eat the fruit, the Kedusha's Peiris. So you give him back the fruit, and who Omer Lo Halacha Sela Zubamatara. He gives you back the money. But now, what helped? Now this money that you have does not have Kedusha. And therefore, you'll be able to go and buy your shirt with this money. And then you can now go buy your shirt with the money that does not have Kedusha. That's the story.
How did the
Kedusha was transferred because it was a Mekach. It went from the money to the fruit that you bought. Mekach, everybody agrees it will work. The question is, would Chilul also work? When you have a sale of Peir Shvias, Kedusha always works. Always transfers. So says the Gemara now, this is a kasha on Ravashi. Remember, what did Ravashi say? Ravashi said on line 3 that the whole machlokas, whether you're allowed to transfer kedusha I didn't clarify earlier. On line 3, when Ravashi is machlokas, that's referring to the original machlokas. The machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan, that there's a machlokas about, is it limited? Is the kedusha transferred? Is that limited to Mekach or even to Chilul? So that machlokas is only by stage 1 of the fruit. But later stages, everybody agrees that Chilul would work. So if that's the case, now we have a kasha. Because in this case, this guy is stuck. He has money that he wants to buy a shirt with. Obviously, the money is pre-sheni. At least the most it is, it's pre-sheni. Because it didn't grow on the trees. So you have fruits that was transferred to money. So at most, this is pre-reshon. And what do you see here? He has to go through this whole charade and buy fruit. Ask the Gemara, Va'acha de pre-sheni hu, v'ktari derech mekach in derech hilolo. After all, explains Rashi, why doesn't he just stay home and transfer the kedusha onto his fruit that he has in his house? It must be that he can't do that. Even though it's a later stage, it's not pre-reshown, still, it doesn't work. So we have a kasha on Ravashi. So El Amar Ravashi, so we have Ravashi version number 2. So Ravashi says, okay, you're right, there's a limitation to the machlokes, but a different limitation. Machlokes b'pre-sheni. The machlokes, whether you need it only by Mekach, that's what transfers the Kedusha, or even by Chilo, that's by a later stage, pre-sheni, not by the original fruit. Aval b'pre-rishon, divrei akol derech Mekach in derech Chilo lo. Right, but by pre-rishon, that would be limited. Everybody agrees that if you have actual fruit of Shvius, the only way to transfer that Kedusha onto something else is through selling the Peir Shvius. But just trying to do Chilo does not work. But now we have a different kasha. On the brisa that we just did earlier today, in the bottom of the previous amud, we say, look down at the back of that brisa, we say whether it's shvius or meiser sheni, you could be mechalal it onto animals. What do you mean mechalal onto animals? Over there we're talking about later stages, we're not talking about the original fruit, and these are the lashon chilul. And it says shvius and meiser sheni are compared. So therefore you see, even by a later stage, it doesn't use the lashon mekach. So the Gemara says, I'm sorry, even there might also be Peir, it's talking about Peir, so it might be pre-Rishon. Therefore, you see, even by pre-Rishon, Chilul is allowed. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So how could it say, we just say, Ravashi says that by pre-Rishon, everybody agrees that it's only Derech Mekach. And now we're saying, from that Bryce at Smash, that Chilul would work, even by stage 1. So the Gemara says, no! My Shvius Demei Shvius. When it says there, Shvius, on the bottom of the previous Amid, it's not talking about the fruit. It's not talking about pre-Rishon. It's talking about money. Pre-sheni or further. Divote mahach, you know what the proof is? You know how, what's the proof that Bryce is not talking about the fruit itself? Why? Because divote mahach, meiser, meiser mamish, it says shvius or meiser. We're talking about what? Meiser, the actual fruit of meiser? For sure cannot be talking about the original fruit of meiser. Why? Because v'haksiv v'sarta kesev yodecha. When you have actual fruit of meiser, you're not allowed to transfer that kedusha directly onto animals. You have to put it onto money. That's not halacha. So there it's talking about putting the kedusha on the animals. It must be that the meiser in that brisa is not talking about the actual fruit of meiser. It has to be talking about later stage. Let's say you already have money, and now you're transferring the kedusha onto animals. So just like the meiser is talking about a later stage, so el demei meiser, hachanami demei shvius. So too, that brisa is not akasha. Because again, what was the question? The question was, Rabashi says that by pre-rishon, everybody agrees you need mekach and not chilul. So how does that brisa say you can do it through chilul? So it says, it's the Gemara. No, that brisa is not talking about pre-rishon. It's talking about a later stage. And what's the raya that's talking about a later stage? Because you cannot transfer peiros, kedushas, peiros, meiser directly onto animals. So just like by meiser, it must be talking about damim, so too by shvius, it must be talking about damim. Okay, that finishes our sugya. Just one ha'ara from the Torah Zoran, or the same author of as the Emek Bracha, Rav Parmanshik. He has a sefer on Seder Zoran. So he talks about shvius. He says, what's the difference between pre-rishon and pre-sheni? Why should there be any difference? Whatever you say works for pre-rishon, the kedusha is transferred. And as the makar, what was Rabbi Yochanan's makar yesterday? Kadosh, right? Just like this is kadosh, that's kadosh, and that's how the it can be transferred through any method. So why should there be a difference between the fruit themselves? You have the fruit themselves. The kedusha is transferred, or let's say by shvius, it's not only transferred but it remains and it continues. So why should there be a difference between pre-rishon and pre-sheni? So said the Torah's rhyme, it must be that there's a difference between what he calls pidyon and chalifin. By stage one, when you go from peiros shvius or peiros maaser sheni to the first item that you're switching to, that's not a pidyon, that's not a redemption, that's a chalifin. You are recreating a substitute, a parallel. You're not just taking the kedusha and being matvis and extending the kedusha onto something else. By stage one, when you're dealing with the actual item and you're moving the kedusha onto something else, that's creating a substitute. That's an exact replica. That's a chalife shvius, chalife maaser sheni. When it comes to a later stage, so that's a pidyon. You're just transferring kedusha from one to the other. So that's why he thinks, and again, we're not going to go through it, but he brings rise to this, that's why there's going to be differences between step one and later steps. Because are you creating a replica, or are you just taking kedusha from one item and moving it to another item, but you're not creating a replica of the original item. So that's why there'd be a difference between what he calls pidyon and chalif.
It fits nicely into shvius.
It fits nicely into shvius because by shvius, the kedusha always stays. So just say the original kedusha stays, correct, in the chidami. So it works better, at least by shvius, let's say. That piece is about shvius. So let's say at least he's talking about it by shvius. Okay, Mishnah. And as we'll see, very inyana diyoma connected for Hoshana Rabbah. Barishona, originally, says the Mishnah, Hayalulav Nitla B'Mikdash Shiva, originally, Bizman HaMikdash, the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav was for 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash, u'b'dino yom echad. And anywhere else outside the Beis HaMikdash, they only shook lulav 1 day. Right? Midaraisa, there's 7 days in the Mikdash, and in the Medina, 1 day. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Shechar Dehizra, Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh, Shei Lulav Nitla B'Medina Shiva, Zecher LeMikdash. But Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh was Mesakin after the Churban, that the lulav is taken every day, outside in Medina, Zeichel Mikdash, to help remember the Beis Hamikdash, as we'll talk about in a few minutes. What are the makaros? So Rashi here quotes. It's important to know the makaros. Rashi here quotes. What's the makar that in the Beis Hamikdash they took to lulav 7 times? Rashi quotes. Smachtem l'fnei Hashem alkechem shivas yamim. There are two psukim that Chazal understood relate to lulav. One pasuk is explicit. Right, l'kachtem l'chem bayom arishon pri eitz hadar. That pasuk is anywhere in the world. On the first day creates Hadar. Midaraisa is a mitzvah of lulav everywhere in the world on the first day of Sukkot. There's another mitzvah that in the Beis Hamikdash you have to shake a lulav 7 days, and that's usmachta mafei Hashem alkechem shivas yamim. That pasuk doesn't say anything about lulav, but Chazal understood that simcha of that other pasuk is referring to lulav. That's what Rashi here says, and that's what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Lulav, that usmachta mafei Hashem alkechem shivas yamim is referring to lulav. Interestingly, that the Rambam uses this same exact pasuk for simchas beis hashoeva. Rambam Tov says at the end of Hilchos Lulav, Perek Zayin, he says, "Apo bishakol amodos mitzvah l'smach b'hen v'chagasukis haisa b'mikdash yom simcha yisera shenema usmachtem l'fnei Hashem alakechem shivas yamim." And he talks about Simchas Beis Hashoeva. Nachronim, I have it here from Rav Soloveitchik in the Rishuma Shiurim. He says, "How could the Rambam use the same pasuk to teach you the mitzvah of shaking a lulav for 7 days and for the mitzvah of Simchas Beis Hashoeva, which is done at night, separate time, and it's the Nisach Hamayim?" So he said, "V'nirek yatzar Hashem shabahem who kiyem hasimcha ayde shira v'ha'ol hakadosh baruch hu shebishtehen." Both by simchas beis hashoeva and by netilas lulav, the ma'isim are different. One's nisach hamayim and one's shaking a lulav, but the common denominator is that there's a mitzvah, there's a kiyum simcha of praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You do that with a lulav, by Hallel, you do that by Nisa Chamayim, by the Shira. So that's how the Rambam could use the same pasuk of Usmachtim, Ufrei Shem Lekecham, Shevas Yamim, both by Netilas Lulav, 7 days in Mikdash, and for Simchas Beis HaShoeva. That is the Din D'Oraisa. And in Medina, Yom Echad. What does Mikdash in Medina here mean? I think we mentioned this before. It's Machlokas, Rashi and Rambam in a few places. In Rosh Hashanah, here in Meseches Ma'aser Sheni, in Medina Yom Echad. So Rashi says, Mikdash means Mikdash. What does Mikdash in Medina here mean? Mikdash means Beis HaMikdash, says Rashi here. Says Rashi in Rosh Hashanah and other places. And Medina means outside the Beis HaMikdash. What part of Mikdash? That's Machlokas Achron. The Michas Chinuch says, it only means in the the Machane Shechina, he thinks, which would be the Ezra Sisrael. Subsofer thinks it's a little bit further out, but either way, it means Mikdash. The Rambam here in the Pirush Mishnayis, and the Rosh Hashanah in the Pirush Mishnayis, and the Ma'aser Sheni in the Pirush Mishnayis says, whenever you see the word Mikdash, it means Yerushalayim. What it means Yerushalayim, that's what the Rambam says, because Kedushas Yerushalayim is an expansion of Kedushas Mikdash, and whenever the Mishnah uses the term Mikdash, it means Yerushalayim. That is the Shitas Rambam, that's Machlokas in a few places between Rashi and the Rambam. The Aruch Lener, in the Bikur Yaakov, in his commentary on Shulchan Aruch, says, one sec, let's think about this for a minute. What about Bizman HaZeh? Bizman HaZeh in Yerushalayim, he says, I think that you have to be machmir and assume that there's a mitzvah mida oraisa even bizman hazeh, all 7 days in Yerushalayim. And therefore, if you're in Yerushalayim, you have to be machmir on all the psulim all the days, and you have to be machmir by sveikos. That's what he says here in the Bikur Yaakov. He says, "Reisi lachkar echadin b'Yerushalayim bizman hazeh initzal min haTorah kol zayin." He quotes Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. And then he says, but he has a whole long piece here where he assumes that there's a mitzvah midah oraisa today, according to the Rambam, of Netilas Lulav Yerushalayim all 7 days. So even today, today's day 7, there's a mitzvah, and there's a question of should you go to Yerushalayim to be mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa? If you're outside Yerushalayim and you could be mekayim mitzvah d'rabanan, it might be better to go be mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa. He said, "Lo ra'isi lo'echem me'aposkim, ha'rishonim v'achronim, shehizkir davar mizeh, asher ubar lofiyani ezdaiti, and whoever zoche ladur b'Yerushalayim, yir ha'kodesh, tibana v'sikanein, yechavim l'kayim mitzvah z'ntilas lulav kol zayim b'safek, Daraisa, the Rabbanan, Shalavar, Abal Tigra, Abal Tosef, you have to have mitzvah Srichas Kavana by Mrs. Daraisa. That's what the Bikur Yaakov says. You have to be worried about that and think about that mitzvah bizman hazeh. Rav Meir Simcha does not like it. Rav Meir Simcha, I don't think I've ever quoted this, Chidushi Rav Meir Simcha al-Shas. We've had our Sameach and Meshach Chachmas, but I think we've had this, the Likutim in the back, has a few pages on Masechah Sukkah. So he quotes this Bikur Yaakov, Meshach Chachma was 100 years ago, so he quotes the Bikur Yaakov, and he argues, he says, V'zeh shibush gadol v'chas mila hazkir, chas v'shalom, that this should be true. Right, we wouldn't get so upset about such shita, but he says, how can you say that there's a shita of lula bizman hazeh? Why? In Yerushalayim, call 7. Tim Cain, amai tikin v'yachonam etzakei she lula v'nitzel shiva zeichel mikdash. He says, so what was the point of the takana v'yachonam etzakei? V'yachonam etzakei has to make a takana because there's nowhere else in the world, there's nowhere else anymore that has a mitzvah of 7 days, so I'm going to make a takana to shake it for 7 days. But what do you mean? Yerushalayim has the mitzvah. Nobody's going to forget Yerushalayim, as we're going to see the reason for making a zeichel mikdash. Nobody's going to forget Yerushalayim, so therefore what's the point of having making such a takana? Number one. And he quotes number two, and that is, it could very well be, he doesn't expand on this, but others ask, it could very well be that the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, according to the Rambam, is only there when there's a Beis HaMikdash there. We do hold, in some sense, Kitshul L'Shaita V'Kitshul Asalavo, that the Kedusha sticks, but it could be that the Kedusha of Yerushalayim does not stick. Unless there's a Beis HaMikdash there, it's an expanded Kedusha. But if the Beis HaMikdash isn't there, so who says that Kedusha will be there? But either way, this is a discussion of the Bikur Yaakov, which the Achronim after him discuss whether it is correct or not. Okay, that is about the Machlokas, original Machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. What is the definition of Mikdash versus Medina? So, we have the Takana Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that you shake a lulav for 7 days, Zeichel Mikdash. And the last line, V'shiyeh Yomanev Kulo Aser, another Takana Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, is that the whole day of waving, the Yomanev Kulo Aser. What does that mean? On the second day of Pesach, we bring the Karban HaOmer. The Karban HaOmer once it's brought in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, allows you to eat from the new grains what's called chadash. Anything that has grown, that has taken root since last Pesach, is called chadash, is called new, and is aser mida oraisa to be eaten, until the carbon omer is brought on the second day of Pesach. This is a halacha that applies even bizman hazeh. And that's the big mystery that we've mentioned a number of times, why many are not makpid for chadash. Now, more and more stores and more people are being makpid for chadash, only yashan, but really it's one of the big mysteries. The Ramah, the Bach, the early hundreds of years ago, they were already bothered why this halacha, which is daraisa even chuslarts, right? So chadash asam in Torah, this halacha Moshe B'Sinai, the Gemara in Kedushin says that it's even chuslarts. So why this this halacha, you know, is not, you know, in the Bach came up with a defense based on a Ramah, and others tried to be machmir, and the Bach had the later the Baal Shem Tov had a dream when he was going to tell his chassidim to be machmir. The Bach comes to him in a dream and says that no, you can't. I defended my nation, and you can't be machmir on them either way. But this is the halacha, Mikra Din, whether nobody argues on this. And Be'ez Hashem will all be zochet to be mekayim it b'shlemusa as time goes on. So it says, but the Migra Din, you're not allowed to eat chadash until after the carbon is brought. But what happens nowadays? There is no carbon, so when are you allowed to eat chadash? So Mita O'Raisa, you're allowed to eat chadash from the morning of the second day of Pesach. That's when you're allowed to eat chadash. Hey, or Mizrach, right when it gets light. But he was misakein Mita Rabbanan, that you're not allowed to eat it until the next day, until the third day of Pesach, until the end of the day. Why? As we'll see in the Gemara. Fine. So, Minolan, Davidin Zechel HaMikdash, says the Gemara, how do you know you make a Zechel HaMikdash? Parenthetically, if there was any day of the year that was rooted in and had minhagim about Zechel HaMikdash, it's probably Hoshana Rabbah. There's no greater day that we do things, or at least arguably. Yom Kippur is also there, the Avoda. But we do many things today. We're going to beat the Aravas. We're going to walk around seven times. Zechel HaMikdash plays a prominent role in today's tefillah and in today's activities. So today's the Makar, Zechel HaMikdash. So how do you know that, what is the Makar for Zechel HaMikdash? The Ramah quotes that the Gabbai sells Hoshanas. The Aravas, right? Zechel HaMikdash. That's what they used to do in the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi quotes that in Hilchas Lulav. So how do you? What's the makar though for Zechel HaMikdash? Amar Biyachon de Makras. The pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, Ki al aruch halach umakosechar pe'echno Hashem. I'm going to heal you. Ki nidach karulach Sion hi doresh eima. Sion, and there is no one who seek it. End of pasuk. Doresh eima. Mechal de ba'idrisha. If Hashem is complaining that nobody is seeking out Yerushalayim, it must be that he wants somebody to seek out Yerushalayim. That's the makar for making a Zechel HaMikdash. The Rav, Rav Soloveitchik, in the Rishima Shiurim asks, if you look in the Gemara in Baba Basra, the Samach, that's where all the Zechel HaMikdash's halakhas that we have about leaving over a spot in your house, and in the olden days, the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, leaving over a setting at your table. There are many types of Zechel HaMikdash that we have. And there, the pasuk quoted in Baba Basra is, Imeshkachech Yerushalayim Tishkach Yimini. And ask the Rav, what's the difference? Why over here does it quote the pasuk in Yirmiyahu about Sion Hidoresh Eimla, while over there in Baba Basra it quotes a different pasuk, Meshkachech Yerushalayim Tishkach Yimini? So says the Rav, Venira, and I think I've saw this b'shem the Brisker Rav in the past, Venira shebezechel amikdash yishnei dinim. There are two types of zechel amikdash, and this is Yisod Gadol that we have to remember regarding general zechel amikdash. Number one, Hilchos Avelus zechel amikdash. Remembering, mourning. That's one type of Zechel HaMikdash. That's Gemara Baba Basra. That's the Meshkachech Yerushalayim Tishkach Yimini. That's that pasuk. Number two, Lizkar etz mitzvos hakashuros lamikdash. Lahalos alibeinu as hamikdash kishayia bibinyano merv yameinu. This is a Zechel HaMikdash that's past-focused, past-centered. That's Meshkachech Yerushalayim. That's Avelos. There's another Zechel HaMikdash of reenacting, of doing the mitzvahs, remembering the mitzvahs of Zechel of what they did in the Beis HaMikdash, hoping that we will do them again soon. That's this pasuk of Sion Hideosh Darish Einla. And he quotes, maybe there's a pasuk in Echa that refers to both of these Zechel HaMikdash, but he says that's what's going on here. By Lulav, it's the Zechel HaMikdash future-oriented of reenacting, so hoping that the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. That's not mourning. That's not Avelos. What's the pasuk? Usmachtim uvrei Hashem lakeichem shevas yamim. That's the original mitzvah of Lulav. So even the Takana of Lulav has that nature. Then he even adds that we've discussed that the Balamar, the end of Pesachim, asks two questions. One of them is, why is there no why don't we count every day of Sefirah Sa'omer? Today is day 4 or 5, 6 or 7, right? The Sfeika Diyoma question. But the other question he asked, which the Rishonim deal with, why is there no Shechianu on Sefirah Sa'omer? Well, many answers given to this. We discussed this in the past. The Baal Amar's answer, though, is that because we're very sad when we do the mitzvah. It's Agmas Nefesh. That we're counting the Omer, we can't bring the carbon to Omer, we don't have a base on Migdash, it's Agmas Nefesh. So we can't make Yishech Yanu on Sefirah Sa'omer. That's the Baal Amar's answer. Asks the Rav here, so why do we make a lulav is also Zechel and Mikdash? Why aren't we so, we don't have a lulav, we can't walk around seven times, we don't have lulav but Mikdash Shiva, so why do we make a Shechiyana by lulav? What's the difference? We're also Agmas Nefesh. What's the difference between lulav and Sfira? So one answer suggested, one answer that he suggests is that no, the difference is that Sfira Sa'omer could be Zechel and Mikdash type 1. It's more in the Avelis category of Zechel and Mikdash. Lulav is Zechel HaMikdash type 2. That's not a velus. That's simcha. That's forward-looking, and therefore, that's why Shechianu would be appropriate. That's what he even adds. The Ramah quotes that an Avel should not do Hoshanas, walk around. Because with the Lulav and Hoshanas, that's all simcha-connected, and therefore, it would not be appropriate. There's one other marker that I thought would work into these two types of Zechel HaMikdash. The Shvali HaLeket quotes V'yesh Tmeyin. He goes in Shin Samach Vav, one of the Rishonim, Sivkyo Arofe. He goes, why don't we say, after we shake a lulav, a Yehi Ratzon, like we say after Omer. Right, after Omer, we say Yiratzon, right, so the base of it should be rebuilt. One line. Right, even if you don't say the whole Kabbalistic paragraph, everybody says that one line, right after they count. Harachman, they're Harachman, what did I say? Yiratzon, Harachman, Yiratzon, what's the base of it should come, everybody know I'm Yisela. So why don't you say Harachman after you shake lulav? It's also Zechel HaMikdash. What's the difference? So says the Shmuel Lekad B'shem his brother, Achi Reb Binyamin. No, the difference is over there by Omer, we dafka, it's about a carbon. So we don't have the carbon of Omer. Omer, carbon of Omer. That's why we have to say Yehi Ratzon right afterwards. Or the Harachim right afterwards. By Lulav, no, you don't have that. By Lulav, you don't have that. But you can say maybe according to the along the lines that the Rav was saying. No, the difference is by over there, by Omer, it's the Zechel HaMikdash type 1. We're mourning. So that's why we say Harachman afterwards. But again, Lulav, you're right, we're hoping. But it's not Dafka the same type of Zechel HaMikdash. Maybe that's why we don't have a Harachman after Lulav, even though we have a Harachman after Omer. Yeah.
Lulav on the first day, that is also Zechel
HaMikdash? Lulav on the first day, is that Zechel HaMikdash or not? No, that could be a Daraisa.
Right.
So the question is, but once the rest is Zechel HaMikdash, so then we're not going to be Mechalik. Right, but we say a Shechianu even like this year. Even this year we say a Shechianu, even where we didn't make a Shechianu on the first day. Okay. There is a Rav Shlomo Zalman in Tshuva in Mincha Shlomo says that if this is the whole idea, we shake a lulav bizman hazeh kodesh Zechel HaMikdash, it's something that we should tell our families. We should be mefarsim this. You know, we think we're just doing the mitzvah of lulav, but really the only reason we're shaking a lulav today is, and yesterday and the day before, is because of Zechel HaMikdash. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman, he's supposed to, we should tell our families about this, tell our kids that this is the reason we're shaking the lulav, because in the time of the Beis HaMikdash we didn't do this, but you know, we yearn for the Beis HaMikdash to come back, and therefore we should remember what this is about. There is in Mesillas Yesharim, in Perek Yutes, he quotes there that whenever we do a lot of mitzvahs and it's not complete, we should always think about Binyan Beis HaMikdash. We should always daven for the geula. We daven for our own needs. But really, we have to daven for our Kaddish Baruch Hu also. We should daven that we get a Beis HaMikdash back. And it says, the Ramchal says, Vim Yomar Ha'adam, Mi Ani Uma Ani Safunsha Espala Golsa Yishalayim, little old me, I'm going to daven for the Beis HaMikdash? Who am I? Who am I? My little tefillah is going to help? Says the Mesillas Yesharim, Ha'mepnei tefilasi yukunsu ha'goliyos v'titzmach ha'yeshua. Because of my tefillas, you know Hashem's going to bring Mashiach? Shuasa b'tzido, he says, what does it say in Sanhedrin, l'vichach niver adim yechidi, k'dei shekolecha yomar b'shvili niver ha'olam. You have to say, yes, your tefillah is important. V'kfar nachas ruach u'lefanav yizbarach, she'yubanav mevakshim u'mispa'alam alzos. Hashem is nachas ruach that you're davening for the Beis HaMikdash. V'av shelo te'aseh bakashasam, m'bnei shelo yehigi hazman u'meiz v'tam she'yia. Even though for whatever reason Hashem is not listening to our tefillas, or he's listening, he's not answering our tefillas, hinei heimasu ha'shalahem, v'akadosh baruch hu sameach bazeh. Hashem is happy that you're davening. I wish there was a Beis HaMikdash so everybody in the world could see Kvod Shemayim. There could be a tremendous Kiddush Hashem in the world. Now everybody thinks, you know, Hashem is hidden. They all think that the Eretz Yisrael is theirs. Right? That's what we daven for. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves it when we daven and when we do mitzvahs, thinking of Zechel HaMikdash and yearning to get the Beis HaMikdash back. So this is also, when we shake the lulav, we should also think this. But again, remember, two fundamental ideas behind Zechel HaMikdash. Okay, two dots. So the whole day of the second day of Pesach is also all aser. You can't eat chadash until the second, the third day of Pesach. My time, why do we make such a takana? Because maybe the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt next year, this year. So people are going to say, hey, if we're allowed to eat, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said that if they're allowed to eat chadash on the second day of Pesach this year, so next year, when we have a Beis HaMikdash, they're going to say, they're not going to realize, they're going to say, hey, last year we ate it in the morning, so do now we'll eat it in the morning. But they won't know. Hashanami Nechol, now we'll also eat it in the morning. They won't realize that they won't realize that last year we didn't have a karbon. So that's why the morning itself is matir. Now we have a Beis HaMikdash, you have to wait till the karbon is brought. The karbon is brought, not brought the second in the morning. So that's why we have such a takana. I always loved, hashkafically thought this was amazing. We have this a few times in Shas. Because Mehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash, because Mashiach's going to come, then until Mashiach comes, for the next 2,000 years, halacha is affected. Because this year Mashiach's going to come. We're worried about this year Mashiach coming. Mehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash, because of that, halacha is affected for years. Because we have this chash. It shows you hashkafically how Chazal, what Chazal's mentality were. Okay, so Devni Amos, but what exactly is the Chashash? When is the Beis HaMikdash going to be built? Elema Devni Bishitzar, is it, are we worried that it's going to be built on the second day of Yontif? The Beis HaMikdash is going to be built that day. Hari Hidir Heir Mizrach. So they already have the morning. Chadash is already Mutter by the morning. El Devni Bishit Chamishar. Oh no, so we're worried it's going to be built on the 15th or earlier. It's going to be built sometime before the second day of Pesach. So Gemara says, one second, at least, why do you make a takana that the whole day is going to be usher? At least let it be mutter from chatzos. Why? Because we know, Tatsan, because the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, the Kohanim always brought the carbon by chatzos, sometime in the morning. So at least let the takana be, if the whole worry is that people are going to get mixed up, so at least let it start from chatzos. From chatzos and on it should be mutter. So lo tzricha divni belelya. No, the problem is, the chashash is that it's going to be built the night before, inami sabach l'shkiyas hakamo, very close to the night before. And therefore, even though usually the Kohanim are going to do it very early in the morning, but here it might not be done by early in the morning because they have a lot to do between the carbon and omer, and even though we have a base of Mikdash, but it's going to be brought in the afternoon, and that's why there is a worry. Famous Rashi and Tosfos on this line. Rashi and Tosfos say, what do you mean balayla? The Gemara says elsewhere that you're not allowed to build a base of Mikdash balayla. Ain't but a base of Mikdash balayla. So Rashi says, and Tosfos quotes him, that's only by the first and second base of Mikdash. By the third base of Mikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending down the base of Mikdash. We're not building the base of Mikdash. That's Shitas Rashi and Shitas Tosfos here. Look at the second line. Second to last line. Hanimili binyan abani b'dei Adam. Avo Mikdash ha'asich anu mitzapin banu yimishuchlal hu yigal av yavo mishamayim. That's Shitas Rashi and Tosfos and Sukkah Mimalf. That is, that the third Beis HaMikdash is going to come down, so there's no din of Binyan Beis HaMikdash at night. And Achronim are Medayik, that this is Mefurish in Nachem. In Nachem. What do we say in Nachem on Tisha B'Av? We say, where is it? Nachem, we say, Alkein, Uba'e, Ki Atah Hashem Bo'esh Yitzata, you burnt it with Esh, Uba'esh Atah Asid Livnosa, and you are going to build it. Al Yidei Eish, meaning it's going to come down from Shemayim. That's Shitas Rashi and Shitas Tosfos. The Rambam argues. The Rambam's Mefurish in Hilchos Melachim, the end of Hilchos Melachim, that the Melach HaMashiach is going to build the Beis HaMikdash. That's going to be one of the ways that we know he's going to be Mashiach. That he's going to build the Beis HaMikdash. It's known as Machlokas Rashi Rambam. A lot of discussion related to this. The Aruch Lanier here thinks that maybe you could find a middle ground, that the physical Beis HaMikdash we're going to build, and the Ruchani Beis HaMikdash is going to come down from Shemayim. It's like a gufin and a neshama, he says. Maybe that's a middle ground. But either way, this is Rashi and the Rambam and the Aruch Lanier. Okay. Rach B'Yisrael Gamar, third to last line. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, which is Rav Yehuda Amra. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who made this takana that the whole day is usur for the omer, is in the following the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, his great great grand Talmud. His father in the same opinion. The Amar min haTorah hu usur, because Rabbi Yehuda says that really mida oraisa chadash is usur until the next day, till the third day of Pesach. Dechsiv ad etzam hayom hazeh ad yisumo shel yom v'ksaver ad v'ad bechlal, because Rabbi Yehuda says ad v'ad bechlal, it's up until and including that second day of Pesach, and Mida Araisa, it is Asr. Say, ask Gemara one second. Misabal HaKavase? He's in that Shita? No, just the opposite. But Miflet Polikale, Zemach Lokes. The time, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Hiskan Rabbi Yochanan Mezakai, Sheyomanev Kulo Asr. No, Rabbi Yochanan Mezakai says there's a Takana that you're not allowed to eat it today. Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda, and the Mefarshim say you can take out the load because they lived a couple generations separate from each other, but at least in Svara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Halamanataru Aser. The Chsivat Aser Yam Azari Sumosh Vayom. There's a machlokas here. They're not saying the same opinion. Rechon Mizaka says this is a Durabanan. Midaraisa, you're allowed to today. And Rabbi Yehuda says Midaraisa. So Gemara says, no, Rabbi Yehuda Huda Katoi. Rabbi Yehuda misunderstood Rabbi Yochanan Mizakai's opinion. Who suffered Midrabanan Kavar? He thought that Rabbi Yochanan Mizakai held it's only Mutter Midrabanan. Veloi Midaraisa Kavar. Really, Rabbi Yochanan Mizakai himself also hold it's Mutter Midaraisa, it's Usser Midaraisa until the next day. Aiva Hiskin Kamar. The Mishnah says, Lashon Hiskin Takana. Where does it know? My Hiskin Darsh V'Hiskin. He darshened and said, and was Mizakain, he told everybody what the Torah meant. But really, Mida Oraisa, according to this version of the Gemara, really holds that Mida Oraisa, it's already Usr. Okay, either way, the Oraisa Durabanan, our version of the Mishnah is that it's a Takana Durabanan, that Yom HaNeif is Kulo Usr. Okay, Mishnah. Yondev Shel Chag Shechalios B'Shabes. Sukkot, when the first day fell out on Shabbos, Kol Amolichanus Levain LeBeis HaKnesses, all everybody brought their lulavs to Shul before Shabbos. This is at a time, the Meiri says, at a time when there was a Beis HaMikdash, or pre-Gezerah, when they shook lulav even on Shabbos, outside the Beis HaMikdash, and they brought it to Shul before, because you're not allowed to, there's a Gezerah Shem Yavirenu, but you're not allowed to be Mavir, right? There's no Asi Dochalos Asa here, so you bring your lulav to Shul before Shabbos, right? There's no Erev, so you brought your lulav to Shul before Shabbos, and you brought him, and they're there, so Lamachar, what happens? Lamachar is the next day, Mashkin Nebon Kalachar Ve'achan, Makar Shalov, and Nozvo. Everybody comes to Shul, picks up their lulav, recognizes which one is theirs, got to figure out a way to do that. The notes low, and then you take it. Why do you have to make sure that you have your own? Because we know you have to use your own lulav on the first day. The Mefarshim say it doesn't mean Amru Chachamim here. So the Torah. Lachem by Yom Rishon. The Chachamim interpreted the Torah that the first day has to be yours. V'shar Yimos Achag, and the rest of the days of Sukkot, Adam Yosef Yechavasa B'lulav V'shachaveru. The rest of the days of Sukkot, you don't have to be worried that whether you have your lulav or not, because you can use your friend's lulav on the other days. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yontav Rishon Shachai Shachalis B'Shabes, V'Shachav Hotei Lulav V'Shasarabim. Rabbi Yossi brings up a different topic, which we discussed in Maseches Pesachim, and that is, let's say you forgot it was Shabbos, and you're on your way to shul, and you bring your lulav to shul on Shabbos. Says Rabbi Yossi, Potter, you do not have to bring a carbon chatas. Why? This is the sugya called Ta'a Bidvar Mitzvah. The Gemara is going to talk about this a little bit tomorrow. But Ta'a Bidvar Mitzvah, if you did a shogeg, if you violated a chiyuv chatas, but you did a mitzvah while doing it, so in certain cases that's called Ta'a Bidvar Mitzvah, and you're putter from a carbon. So here too, you're going to do a mitzvah, and therefore you're putter. L'chadchili, you're not allowed to do it. But b'di'eved, you're not chayav a carbon. Minani mili, how do I know that? What's the makar that the lulav has to be yours on the first day? The Tana Rabbanan, we have a couple of drushes. L'kachtem she'etei l'kicha l'yad kol echad v'echad. L'kachtem means there has to be a l'kicha for each person. Meaning everybody has to shake their own lulav. Not their own lulav, a lulav. Everybody has to shake a lulav. L'chem, misha l'chem, lo tiyaz ha'shal v'sagazol. That's the line that we need now. L'chem is to exclude borrowed or stolen, at least on the first day. V'kana amur chachalim, ein azam yosei yechavaso b'yadav rishon shachag, b'lulav v'shal chaveiro. You can't be yotzei your chiyav with your friend's lulav. Ela emke nasu lo b'matana, unless your friend gives it to you b'matana. Just by the way, the Meiri asks on the first line, what's the first rasha l'kachtem? That everybody should have their own l'kicha. Ask the Meiri, what's v'havamina? Everybody has to shake their own lulav? It's a mitzvah shebegufo. What, I could think that if you shake a lulav, I'm yosei. Why don't you have that havamina by shofar? You have the shofar. I'm going to stay home today. What's the havamina? You have needed drasha to tell you that l'kicha l'kol echad v'echad? So the Meiri says, the havamina is that you might have thought it's maybe it's a din in Bezdin. Another idea might be, based on what we've had to share in the past, and that is, if lulav is somehow connected to tefillah, just like there's a shomea ka'one type of idea by tefillah, so maybe like we had a couple days ago, Lamed Ches, the Rashi, about shomea ka'one, but here too, maybe that's the havamina. But again, it's a mechudesh havamina that l'kicha l'kol echad v'echad, the havamina was that you might have been able to be yotzei with somebody else. But the other part that we're interested in now is that it has to be given to you b'matana on the first day. All these great rabbis were on a boat. Only Rabbi Gamliel had a lulav shalachu b'alav zuz that he had bought for 1,000 zuz. Not Rabbi Gamliel v'yatzabo. Rabbi Gamliel took it and was yotzei with it. V'nasal Rabbi Yeshua b'matana, and he gave it to Rabbi Yeshua as a present. Not, and he had to because he had to be yotzei with it. Not to Rabbi Yeshua v'yatzabo, but that's what was Rabbi Nazariah b'matana, and he gave it to Rabbi Nazariah as a gift. Another Rabbi Nasayim, Yatsabo, another Rabbi Akiva, Yatsabo. So each of these Tanayim used the lulav, and finally, after the last one used it, Vechzir Rabbi Gamliel, he returned his Rabbi Gamliel. So that's how you know that you have to give it as a matana. So I'm going to be ask a few points on the story. Why did we have to add the last line that he gave it back to Rabbi Gamliel? It's telling you another chiddush. Matana manasva hachzir shma matana. When you give a gift, let's say you give a gift to matana manasva hachzir. I give you a gift al tznai that you're going to give it back to me afterwards. That still counts as a matana. Matana manasva hachzir shma matana. Kihada marava, like Rava says, halacha esrog zeh al manasha techzirei li. If you say to somebody, here's the esrog al manasha, give it back to me. So it works as long as you give it back afterwards. If you don't give it back afterwards, that's like glory milsul mafreya, that it wasn't yours in the first place, and you're not yotzi your mitzvah. But that's how we know matana manasla haksir is a good matana. The rush here says beferish, you can't say it's yours until after you yotzi the mitzvah, and after that it's automatically mine. That's not matana manasla haksir. The rush says what you have to do is give it as a matana, and saying, please, I'll deny that you give it back to me after your yotzei. But after your yotzei, he still has to give it back to him, but matana gemura. You need two matana gemuras in both directions. You can't just make a tznai that says it's yours until this time, and then it's automatically mine. That doesn't work. That's why the Rosh is the Feirus. There's a huge discussion in the Ksos and other Achronim, in Simin, Reish Mem Aleph. If you want to look it up, how do you view the sugya of matana manas lahachzir? The Rosh, the Ksos says, I'd rather not say like the Rosh, even though the Rosh says it. Luli de Bastafina, I like to not agree with the Rosh, but that is the discussion of the Rosh here on our sugya. That matana manas lahachzir means I give it to you totally. It's totally yours. You have to give it back to me, matana. I can't make it tznai, because that would not work. Okay, that's matana manas lahachzir. Let's finish it up. Why did we have to add in that other idea that he took it, that he bought it for 1,000? Why do we have to mention that Gamliel bought it for 1,000 zuz? To teach me how much they loved mitzvahs. Amazing. He spent 1,000 zuz on a lula. Let's finish up one more minute. Amalei mar bar meimar l'ravashi abad tzlui kamashli bay. Mar bar meimar says, Abba, my father used to daven with his lulav and esrog in his hand. What do you mean? But we have a brisa that says you're not allowed to hold anything when you daven. You can't have tefillin in your hand. You can't hold the sefer Torah. Other halachas of kavod, you're not allowed to go to the bathroom with your tefillin on. You can't sleep with your tefillin on. You can't have anything, surely it's not related to mitzvahs, a knife, a plate, money. So you can't have anything in your hands. So how did he hold his lulav in his hand when he davened? So hasam lav mitzvah ninu v'tarbuhu. No. When it comes to other items that are not mitzvos, so then he's tarred. He's worried he's going to drop them. So that's why he's not allowed to use them. Hacha mitzvah ninu v'lo tarbuhu. But here, if it's a mitzvah, it's not only a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah that you're using to daven with. So then, that, there's no issue, there's no chshash, that it's going to fall. And Tanya, the famous line we spoke about on Yontif, was a Barzadok Omer, Kachai Minhagen Shalashi Yerushalayim, this was the Minhag of the Ashi Yerushalayim, Adam Yosef Bebesu, Vilova Biyado, he left his house and Lulav in his hand, Horach Bezakanesu, Vilova Biyado, Kori Kriyesh Baal Misal Bisfal, Vilova Biyado, his Lulav was constantly in their hand, Kori Batora, Venosius Kapa, Menichal Gabikarka, when you lay in, or when you duchen, you have to put him down, Horach Lavakar Chol, Lanachem Elavalim, Vilova Biyado, you go to do Biker Chol, Nicham Avalim, his lulav in his hand, nechaz beis medrash, mishag lulav ubiyad bino, ubiyad avdo, ubiyad shlucho. You go to the beis medrash, okay, you can put your lulav down with your kids. My kamashlan lodiecha kamaha yuzrisin b'mitzvahs. Teach me how much they love mitzvahs. Just remember, if you didn't look it up, if you weren't here on Yontif, the Mishnah's Yavetz and Yoredei and Simin Lam and Zayin has an unbelievable piece about this Anshi Yerushalayim. Related to the Shittas Rambam and the Arsameach on the Rambam, Nilchaz Lulav, about these Anshi Yerushalayim. That's in the Mishnah's Yavetz in Simin Lam and Zayin and Yoredei. Everybody should have a good kvittel. And we will start again, Be'ez Hashem, on the computer after Yontif, on Yisrochak. I go in.